Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Stale. Batting second. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan McGinn. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan McGinn. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Art Chamsky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stale for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staub. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Staub steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to second. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. LeBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. LeBoy reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn hits a line drive into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with McGinn covering, for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahel hits a line drive towards the mound. Seaver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ferry strikes out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stahel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McGinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGinn for the out. Two outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ferry strikes out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. LaBoy takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Fairley scores. LaBoy moves to third. It's 2-0, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine is walked intentionally. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McGinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahel for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive towards short. Wine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley strikes out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ferry hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. LaBoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shamsky. Wine reaches second base with a double. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McGinn strikes out. Two outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stahel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wine scores. Stahel moves to second. It's 3-0, Expos. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Shamsky hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Ken Boswell. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.